Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. Kerrigan and Petrie, who had been captured by Alexis, an agent of the insidious Dr. Fu, have been taken to the basement of the Red Lion Inn at the Essex Marshes, where they await their doom. Smith, who is searching the inn, has succeeded barely in time to rescue his friend. At the inn, they find a scrap of paper on which is hastily scribbled a name, Martin Jasper. Returning to London, Smith is informed by Inspector Weymouth that a final notice of warning from the Sea Fun has been sent to Dr. Jasper, a munitions expert whose home is only 10 miles distant from the Red Lion Inn. Hoping that he will still be in time, Smith races to Dr. Jasper's home, but Osaki, an assistant to Dr. Jasper, has heard the fatal drums. And it is with dire foreboding that Smith and his party once again reach the Essex Marshes.
Dr. Martin Jasper?
May I ask who's calling?
My name is Nayland Smith. Oh. This is Superintendent Inspector Weymouth, Scotland Yard.
You order, Mr. Bailey?
Oh, yes. Hey, come in, gentlemen. Come in. Oh, thank heaven you're arrived.
Nayland Smith is in charge of this case, Mr. Bailey. This is Dr. Petrie and Mr. Kerrigan.
How do you do?
Oh, gentlemen, you must excuse me. I'm terribly agitated.
The facts, please.
Gentlemen, it all happened so...
Where's Dr. Jasper?
In his study, sir. It has been a habit of his while he was working to lock himself in for hours on end. However, toward evening, I became uneasy and...
Why?
Well, you see, something had reduced Dr. Jasper to such a state of panic that naturally I became anxious and...
Yes, go on.
Well, I took the liberty to look into his laboratory.
Oh, then you have a key.
Oh, no, sir. Doctor had the only key. I looked through the iron grill of the door and I saw Dr. Jasper slumped over his desk.
I see. Show us to the laboratory.
Yes. This way, gentlemen. It's in the basement.
Now, this state of panic you describe, what do you suppose caused it?
Why, possibly a telephone call that he received late last evening.
Was it from a woman?
Yes, sir. Here we are, sir.
Oh.
There, sir. Look. There he is.
Let's get this door open.
Break it down. Petrie, give me a hand.
Right on, Ellen. Good.
Well, Petrie?
He's dead, Nayland.
Good Lord! That's not Dr. Jasper!
What? Then who is it, Bailey?
That's Dr. Osaki. His assistant.
The devil it is.
Nayland, that smell.
Look at his face.
Yes, Kerrigan. The green death.
But where is Dr. Jasper?
Bailey, did he have any visitors?
Yes, sir. Yesterday, there was a woman.
Describe her.
Well, she was tall and slender. She had jet black hair and wore jade earrings.
I thought so.
Look here, Smith.
Yes, Kerrigan?
We know that the Sea Fan has given instructions to Dr. Jasper. Perhaps right now he's obeying those instructions.
By Jove, you may be right.
But this woman...
Petrie, that woman is a messenger of death. We've got to find her.
I trust Dr. Jasper will not dare to disappoint me.
Ah, here's the place. Stop, Alexis.
So, you are here to meet me, Dr. Jasper.
Yes.
You are prepared to deliver your invention?
I am.
Give it to me. Put it on the floor of the car. You have done well, Dr. Jasper. But let me warn you, it would not be wise attempting to deceive the Sea Fan. But if, as you say, you have obeyed your instructions implicitly, my master will be pleased. Go on, Alexis. Au revoir, Dr. Jasper.
Smith, everything's taken care of.
Oh, Weymouth, you've notified all districts to be on the lookout for Dr. Jasper?
Yes, there are search parties covering this immediate neighborhood as well as outlying districts.
Good.
It's a mystery to me how a man locked in a room can be murdered.
The second mystery, of course, is the extraordinary behavior of Dr. Jasper.
Is it possible that Dr. Jasper may be his third victim?
Remember, Petrie, there are 14 names on Fu Manchu's list. He started with the murder of General Kinto. Now then, if Dr. Jasper was intended for his second victim, how does Osaki fit in?
They found him! They found Dr. Jasper!
Is he dead, Bailey?
No, he's coming up the walk now.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Oh, thank God, sir. You're alive.
Who are these gentlemen, Bailey? What has happened?
Dr. Martin Jasper?
Yes, but who are you? What does this mean?
My name is Nayland Smith. This is Mr. Kerrigan and Dr. Petrie. It means, sir, that your assistant, Dr. Osaki, has been murdered.
Murdered? Why, I...
Tell me, Doctor... Of what nature is the invention that you've perfected?
Why, it's a vacuum charger.
What's that?
Perhaps I'd better explain, Mr. Kerrigan. It is an invention making it possible for rifles and machine guns to be fired accurately from a great distance.
You've been preparing a deadly weapon of warfare, not for the protection of your own country, but for the use of a belligerent nation.
I am entitled to act independently if I choose to do so.
No, Dr. Jasper. You've received 3 notices, I believe, from the Sea Fan.
That is true. But how do you know?
It happens to be my business to know. The Sea Fan, sir, will not be ignored.
I know, I know.
What were the Sea Fan's orders?
That I deliver to them the completed plans and a model of my vacuum charger.
And to whom were you to deliver these plans and model, Doctor?
To a woman who would be waiting in a car at the corner of the London Road.
Oh, just a moment. Weymouth!
Yes?
Call the police stations immediately. Give them a description of the woman. That car must be stopped.
Right.
Now go on with your story, Doctor.
I don't know how it happened, but just before 11:30, an awful dread possessed me. I took my plans, my model, everything, and I ran. Ran to the appointed spot. There was a car drawn up on the north side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
A woman spoke to me from the window, and I gave her everything.
You've made a grave mistake, Dr. Jasper. You've given away a weapon that may be used against us.
I know. But if I had failed to comply, I would have been murdered. You yourself said that the Sea Fan cannot be ignored.
But your invention is now in the hands of Dr. Fu Manchu.
It is.
Some deadly thing was placed in your laboratory during your absence. Someone who was watching mistook Osaki for you.
Smith, the luck's with us. The woman and her companion were stopped on a speeding charge and are now being held at a local police station on the London Road.
Get the car, quickly. Unless I'm greatly mistaken, Kerrigan, you're going to meet for the first time an example of a dead woman moving amongst the living. I won't tell you, Petrie, whom I suspect this woman to be, but she's someone we've met before.
The car's ready, Smith. Here we are, Smith. This is the place.
Stop, Kerrigan. Strange. There's no car here. Come on. Confound it. Look. He's out cold.
He's been drugged. Water, quickly.
There it is, Petrie. Right on the table.
Oh, thanks, Kerrigan. Here, help me. We've got to make him swallow this pill.
Okay.
Oh.
He's coming too. Wake up, man.
Oh, what's wrong?
I'm Superintendent Weymouth. You reported to me less than half an hour ago. Where's the car? Where are the prisoners?
Oh, sir, a terrible thing has happened to me.
You mean a terrible thing is going to happen to you?
Leave this to me, Weymouth. I think I know what it is. What's your name?
Constable Cowell, sir.
Well, Constable, how did you stop that car?
I signaled the driver to pull up, and when he did, I told him I had to detain him.
I see. And did they resist?
Oh, no, sir. They were very peaceable about it, especially the woman.
And you brought them in here?
Yes, sir.
What did you talk about?
To tell the truth, sir, I can't really remember. While we were waiting, she asked me to have a cigarette.
And did you?
Oh, yes, sir. I lighted it, and one for her at the same time. And I took a puff or two, and it's the last thing I remember.
I understand perfectly.
Dash it all, men. Didn't you hear anything they said?
Why, yes, sir. I recall hearing them mention something about a airplane.
Evidently, they're still on the London Road. We may yet overtake them. Come on.
Faster, Alexis. Faster, you fool. Slow down, Alexis. This is the place. There's the plane. Bring the package in the bottom of the car. Hurry.
Come on. In you go.
Oh, Alexis. My notebook in the car.
I shall return immediately.
You are ready, Lee?
Yes, madam.
Then take off at once.
But, Alexis, he has gone for your notebook.
Never mind him. Do as I say.
Under arrest. Raise your hands.
Certainly. Anything to oblige. Yes, Mr. Smith, you are too late.
So we meet again.
And as you said recently, the positions are now reversed. However, my illustrious master does not forsake a faithful servant. And remember, the drums may sound again.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.